we got three very familiar passages in our scripture lessons for today. The first one, the giving of the law to the Hebrews, one of the formative things in their history. And the Lord commanded them to keep these things and consider these things, and may it be diligently followed all the days of your lives and all the days of your children's lives. And just to keep them from forgetting, the Lord wrote it down on two stone tablets. First instance we know of a post-it note. I'm sorry. I'm kind of batting zero today, aren't I? Well, but there it was, the formative moment of the Judeo-Christian faith when the code was handed down on Mount Horeb. And it has been one of the great traditions throughout human history that God was good enough to give us the way in which we worship God and the way in which we live with each other. And then we have the 100th Psalm. This one always gets read the Sunday before Thanksgiving. No matter what else is in the lectionary, I just can't get enough of Old 100th. It is a marvelous, marvelous affirmation of our faith to hear again these words which were drummed into me by either on my mother's lap or sometimes across my father's knee. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. That does not resonate with Presbyterians. We are not a particularly joyful people. In fact, we are sometimes referred to, you know us, the frozen chosen. But scripture here says, make a joyful noise. Cut loose a little bit. Oh, I have done transgress the law of the Medes and the Persians now. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. He has placed His stamp of manufacturer on us. He has placed His fingerprint on our hearts, and He calls us to love Him with what can only be called reckless abandon. Another cause for gratitude. And then we have the gospel lesson for today. The centurion is so humble, he doesn't even want Jesus to come under his roof. Not that he's ashamed of his roof, but he doesn't want Jesus to become ritually impure. And so he sends a delegation of the elders to go and speak with Jesus. And you notice they give him that little disclaimer there. He is worthy for you to do this for him. He built our synagogue. You know, I don't think that there was any quid pro quo here. This centurion, a man of means and a man of wisdom, didn't do things for the Jewish community so that he could be on their good side. My sense is that he was a good man, and he did something out of the goodness of his heart. He did something because he was grateful to this community which had reached out to him. Gratitude in all three of these verses is the key element. Gratitude for God giving the law. Gratitude for God having made us and proclaimed us His own. Gratitude for the goodness of Jesus Christ, who says to the gathered people there, I haven't found this kind of faith in Israel. A man who could literally ask me to come into his roof refuses to do so because it would make me ritually impure. This time of year, gratitude gets a lot of attention. Every time I go to one of these little country stores, there are two types of signs that are hanging on the walls there. Grateful and blessed. I don't know that there's that much difference between the two, do you? To be grateful means to acknowledge the fact that God has created us for his own purposes and called us beloved children and brothers and sisters to each other. Blessed means to have received a gift from God. And because we have received these gifts, God has blessed us beyond all our deserving or all of our, let's just admit it, appreciation. God is the Lord. That has to be the greatest confession of faith we can give. God is the Lord. Anything and everything we have ever done, ever will do, shall ever become, is a gift from God. We are called to respond out of gratitude. I remember when I was a child, got my first lesson in gratitude. I think I was maybe 5, 6. We went over to my grandparents' house, and there the whole family would gather. It'd be 15 or 20 of us all around this big dining room table, and the turkey would be brought in with great ceremony, and grandfather would slice the turkey. But I reached out my hand a little too quickly, and I've still got a little scar here on my finger. Granddaddy didn't mean to slice his grandson, but you know, there's this thing called logical consequences. You stick out your hand too soon, yeah, something bad's gonna happen. And they took that lesson, and while I was standing at the table bleeding, not terribly profusely, but still having learned a lesson with tears in my eyes, my father said to me, "That's what you get for not being grateful." I have always been terrified of the accusation of being ungrateful ever since. Still get a little twinge there every now and again. Being grateful is not just a proper response. Being grateful is the greatest response. Being grateful, as the Hebrews were when they got this code of living. Being grateful, as the psalmist was when he penned this 100th psalm. Being grateful, as Jesus was to this centurion who thought well enough of him not to require his presence. And yes, the centurion was grateful too. Let me submit something to you, and that is that gratitude is a mark of our dependence upon God and our dependence upon each other. Gratitude is the emotion that binds us together, I think, as a society. And ingratitude is the one thing that will always divide us. When the day comes that we're not able to say thank you anymore, then I think that the sun will have risen for the last time upon the human race, and perhaps rightly so. I'm grateful for so many things. I'm grateful that I'm here with you, here at what I might call the ebb tide of my career. I have said before, I just wish all my other churches had been as fun as this one is. You can take that to the bank. The check will bounce, but you can take it to the bank. I'm grateful to be your pastor. I'm more grateful to be your friend. It's nice to know that there are good, progressive people in this world who dare to take the gratitude which we owe to Jesus Christ and spread it out beyond these walls. Gratitude that we are here. Gratitude We will be here as long as the sun keeps on rising. Let's be grateful and let's pray together. Eternal God, we do thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us, so many that we can't even believe it. So many that we can't even conceive it. Fill our lives, we pray, with gratitude to you and to each other. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.